Well, clearly there is the need to convince, as usual, I think, a majority of people that the values of their constitutions, the values of their founding documents, are something that are not sort of given and set in time, but need to be constantly renewed, and that their legitimacy needs to be constantly reaffirmed. And we have focused a lot on elections, deservedly, but we have a tendency to tune out when we're not in campaign season. So on the one hand, I think it's great, it's wonderful how excited so many people become during election season, but that momentum is frequently lost the day after, as you know, politics becomes more a matter of identity and routine. And so, in fact, I think the more we can fill in those blanks between elections, reminding electorates and citizens that there is so much more to upholding their system in a hostile world, then we'll be on more solid ground. Yeah, no, that's a great point. So on the one hand, there are really encouraging signs because we see activism in new forums, in new ways, in new media, social media, and there's an ability to inform oneself about world events that simply wasn't possible before. You know, you used to have to drag yourself to a library and hope that a library had a foreign subscription to a newspaper to learn what your peers were thinking about somewhere else around the world. Now, obviously, that happens instantaneously and it's an interactive process. That's a huge opportunity for like-minded people to find one another and to figure out how to strengthen one another's systems, because ultimately we do tend to rise together and fall together. When it comes to youth participation, I think the same thing goes with regard to expanding the mentality about what democratic participation looks like, so that it's not simply a matter of making sure you're registered to vote, although that obviously is of, you know, elemental importance, but showing folks that there are meetings to be held, there are or committees to organize, there are all sorts of ways in which young people can exert pressure on their own representatives, and feeling that sense of ownership towards their own representatives and their own institutions, I think is one of the key ways forward. Well, it's been an enormous rallying moment. I think that's taken a lot of people by pleasant surprise. It is easy in the day-to-day arguments over what European integration should be, how far it should go. It's been very easy to lose sight at what a rare and precious experiment the European Union is, and it's made up of constitutive nation states that have arrived at a democratic process through great trials and tribulations. And it's critical to preserve those advantages, to preserve what has been acquired, and seeing a democracy be invaded by its stronger neighbor and possibly gobbled up by it it's a return of the worst nightmares of the 20th century and of power politics before that. And so democratic advances, democratic accomplishments, require us to stand up for democracies around the world, notwithstanding the political complexities, to show that there is a community of values that goes beyond borders. And even though we're organized in nation states, if we don't band together in some way, that we will risk being defeated by more aggressive forces.